Welcome back to Mountain Money. Mia Yu and Alex Shank join us today to talk about their company, Root Revival. Root Revival builds, installs, plants, and teaches anyone who's interested on how to have a backyard vegetable garden. The goal of Root Revival is to build infrastructure for Park City and surrounding areas to be more involved with their food systems. This is Root Revival's third summer of operations, and it's their largest. They've quit their jobs, gone all in with the business, and are focusing on this full time. We're excited to chat with them today. Welcome to Mountain Money.
Thank you.
So I think maybe just a quick bit of how did your company start?
Well, we have one more partner, Mike, but Alex and Mike and I have been farming or gardening in and around Park City for a while now, and we see the benefits of having the produce in our backyard, and we love growing and teaching people and sharing with our friends and our community. So we figured that we just would try it on a little bit larger of a scale and see if we couldn't get anyone to become as passionate about growing fresh food as we are.
So I know this is a difficult environment to have a garden, right? We have a very short growing season. Our native soil tends to be difficult. How do you help people overcome those challenges?
Well, I think too, that kind of speaks to what we do because we have the gardening experience to grow in Park City. So we've kind of learned about soil that we kind of build our own soil. And then learned what plants grow well in this climate.
So what plants do grow well in this climate?
I mean, you can grow carrots, zucchini, squash. There is lots of greens and lettuces.
Radishes, yeah. A lot of different herbs. You know, Doug, one other thing that we have been doing over the years is harvesting our own seeds from our plants that have already been successful in Park City. And so that's something we know that this seed is going to do well because we've grown it before.
So I read a book last summer. I'm sure you guys know of the book and are fans. It's called The Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan.
Absolutely.
And it has actually, that book has changed the lives of at least one of my friends, probably a couple of my friends. One of my friends in the Bay Area has gone all in and tries to grow as much of their food as they can themselves. Tell folks kind of what the main theme of Michael's book was and how it relates to your message to people about why it's important to have this in your backyard.
I think that, you know, for us, the pieces that I pulled from that were, it's important to kind of, we talked about building resiliency in our local food systems and also kind of working with a person's microbiome. So it's not being grown somewhere where you don't experience any of those factors as a person. And it's being grown in your backyard, so it's the same pollen that you're breathing and insects that you have around, and just trying to, I suppose, become as connected as possible to what we're producing and keeping it as fresh as possible in your own personal sphere or the greater Park City sphere of influence.
Why is it important to be more connected with your food source?
Well, for us, it's important based a lot largely on kind of a sustainability aspect. You know, a lot of our produce, fresh produce, is not as fresh as we would like because it comes in plastic containers and from large-scale farming, and it's shipped across the country. So for us to be more connected, it's amazing if you've ever had the chance to just walk out into your backyard, pick some greens for your salad, and go inside, wash them, and, or not wash them if you don't want because we don't use any pesticides, but come inside and eat them. And for us, I think that makes the community more, we try to use the word resilient as opposed to sustainable, but that is for us, and the freshest, most nutrient-dense non-GMO food that you could possibly be putting into your body. And it also makes our personal community more independent and less impacted by external factors, you know, such as pesticides or pests that come in and destroy entire crops.
And we also, I think growing in itself is a relatively simple way to understand a very complex system of nature, so it just gives you kind of a better connection to it.
It's also something that's fun, right? I mean, it's the nation's most popular pastime. Some people consider themselves to be gardeners and have green thumbs. I'm guessing those aren't your clients. I'm guessing clients are folks like myself that might have an interest in doing this, but have never successfully grown a garden. What type of person tends to be successful that works with you?
Well, we've actually, the system that we've created, there are some people that have hired us to grow for them. So we also maintain garden beds for people who aren't there with a green thumb but would like a garden in their backyard. And what's interesting is those people ended up, after now a year or two after we installed it, actually becoming very into gardening and having kind of leading what they want in their backyard and kind of designing their new beds with us. So it does change, which is pretty interesting. But I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think, Doug, you know, like you said, a lot of people really want to have access to this type of produce but are not sure how to do it. And I think one thing that we do is we help anyone at any knowledge level. Some people, like we have a client right now who has some starts, but she in the beginning was like, please just grow the food for me. But now she has all her starts and we're going to, as soon as the fast is over, we're going to help her transplant. And she helped us plant her other seed yesterday. And so I think it's really, that's one of the really amazing things about what we do is no matter how involved you want to be, no matter how much you want to learn, we support that growth and we help teach. And we teach, you know, kids as well. Our clients yesterday, I had both of her little boys planting the beet seeds with me.
I think teaching is a great point about what you're doing. My question is I live in a condo, so I don't have any kind of yard space to use. Can you work with people with container gardening?
So we do a little bit of that, mostly herbs and things of that nature. Another option for someone like yourself to be involved is we are setting up a Root Revival Harvest Box program, which is our version of a CSA. And so that's one of the benefits of having some of the larger builds that we do. We're working on a project right now that when we're finished, I think it's going to have 19 garden beds total, and our beds are 4x12. Some of those sizes will be adjusted because we're doing a cool medicine wheel garden. But there are people in the Root Revival community who are so passionate about what we're doing, just as passionate as we are, and they want to also grow food for the community, not just for their family and not just for their neighbors. So we are able to sort of do a food share within the community if you're not able to grow carrots or lettuce.
Yeah. I do think the idea that helping people grow in condos is something that we can actually help with. And we do consultations with people, and we have certain starter packages where we do like gardening assistance with people. So if you're inside, we do know how to grow inside. So again, I think if you have any questions on like, how do I do a certain thing, or can I grow without a grow light, or any question you may have, you can give us a call and we can work out or a way to help you is kind of our motto.
Okay, great. Well, we're a business show and we always applaud the start of new businesses. I think it's neat that this is your third season. You did it 2 years, sounds like part-time. This is your, you guys jumped all in. I'm guessing that the current situation with people working from home, having less activities going on this summer, I'm guessing that that's all benefited your business. Can you talk to us about what the impact of today's situation has been on your business?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are becoming, for one, they have more time at home and they're doing home projects, but it does seem like the people that we are talking to and we're getting a fair amount of phone calls is the excitement around actually growing food for, you know, if it's bigger reasons or if it's for fun. But a lot of people are in a certain situation now where they really see the benefit, maybe just because they are at home, how nice it would be to actually have food in their backyard. You know, and then we also have the issues with grocery stores and supply chain systems, and it's a fragile system if things go really bad. And having food at home is probably something that makes a lot of sense.
No, it definitely feels like your business is poised to really have a big jump this summer. How can people find you and reach out?
We have a website is probably the easiest way, or else they can just call us too. Our website is rootrevival.com, rootrevival.com. And I'm happy for anyone to call us as well. My number is 612-816-0115. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to thank a couple people who have helped us and supported us wholeheartedly from the beginning. Courtney and Andrew Kaplan were one of our first major garden install, and also Eric and Julie Snyder and Holly and Will Shepherd are very, very supportive of us as well. So we, in addition to our friends and family and everyone else who's helped us out over the past couple of years, we feel very, very fortunate to be part of such an amazing community, which is why we think that we can really succeed here in Park City and teach as many people how to farm and farm as a community.
Well, thanks for being on Mountain Money. It's exciting to be able to bring this to our listeners. We've been chatting with Root Revival, and Mountain Money will be right back.